In the past few years, students at hundreds of colleges and universities have started pushing their schools to divest from fossil fuel companies as a way to slow climate change. The movement was born at tiny Swarthmore College near Philadelphia, and the campaign has had some notable wins in the past year. But Swarthmore students have been staging a sit-in for almost a month at the school, trying to make their voices heard. From member station WHYY, Carolyn Beeler reports.
So together they go like this, just listen.
We will build power.
Dozens of students are crowded into a hallway outside the finance offices at Swarthmore College, learning a new protest song. It's the first day of an extended sit-in at the elite liberal arts college.
We're asking for our school to sell its holdings in the top 200 coal, oil, and gas companies.
That's senior Sarah Blazevich.
Because divestment is a way for our school as an institution with a lot of social standing and a lot of clout to stigmatize the fossil fuel industry.
That stigma is key. Climate change activist Bill McKibben, who visited Swarthmore on day 8 of the sit-in, explained divestment isn't meant to stop the flow of cash to well-capitalized energy companies.
No one's under the illusion that if Swarthmore or any other college sells its shares in Exxon, that will immediately bankrupt Exxon. What it will do is begin the process, further the process of politically bankrupting them.
By that, he means creating a world where campaign contributions from fossil fuel companies will carry the same stigma as cash from big tobacco.
Making it much harder for them to dominate our political life the way they have. Because this is the richest industry on earth, it has way more political influence than it deserves.
Swarthmore's divestment movement began back in 2011, says Sarah Blazevich.
When our campaign started, it was sort of scrappy. It didn't have a ton of support. We didn't have a network the way that the divestment movement has a network now. And then it grew really quickly.
Hundreds of schools now have divestment campaigns. They've been successful at about 24 U.S. colleges and universities, most recently at Syracuse, the largest endowment to date to commit to fully divesting. Many other schools, though, have said no to divestment, including Swarthmore in 2013.
Primarily because we thought divestment would be too costly.
That's Gil Kemp, chair of the school's board of managers. He says it would cost the school's roughly $2 billion endowment $11 to $15 million a year in returns. What's more, he argues stigmatizing fossil fuels won't reduce the amount of carbon released into the environment.
Reducing our carbon footprint is a more effective way of dealing with this very real issue of climate change and global warming.
Divestment is a controversial tactic even among those working on climate change solutions. Andrew Holland is an energy and climate fellow at the nonpartisan American Security Project in Washington, D.C., which researches the impact of climate change on national defense.
There are effective ways to fight climate change, and there are ineffective ways to fight climate change. And I think that the divestment movement fundamentally is looking in the wrong direction.
Endowments at the 500 richest U.S. colleges and universities are worth nearly $500 billion. It's not known how much of that is invested in fossil fuel companies. But for some perspective, NYU, Bowdoin, and Middlebury have all recently disclosed this information, and fossil fuels make up between 1.4 and 5% of their endowments. Financial experts say even full divestiture would have little impact on the energy industry, and the moral argument doesn't hold water with Holland.
Listen, I mean, stigma doesn't work for the fossil fuel companies. These companies are already stigmatized. You're not going to stop Jim Inhofe or other hard right Republicans from taking money from fossil fuel companies because a bunch of professors at Stanford or Swarthmore determine they don't like ExxonMobil.
Plenty of student movements have begun and ended without the targeted industries batting an eye. Today, though, anti-fossil fuel activists claim kinship to the anti-apartheid divestment movement of the 1980s, which also started on college campuses amid choruses of criticism. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Beeler.